Law Day 2020, Your Vote, Your Voice, Our Democracy, the 19th Amendment at 100. There can be no reason in the world for denying to woman the exercise of the elective franchise or a hand in making and administering the laws of the land. Frederick Douglass, African American social reformer, abolitionist, orator, writer, and statesman. Quote from an editorial in The North Star, July 1848. From colonial times, women's legal rights were extremely limited. Most states based their laws on those of English common law, which stipulated that a woman did not have a separate legal existence. Women were legally tied to their fathers or husbands. A woman could not file a lawsuit or sign a contract on her own. In most cases, a woman could not own property in her own name or control her own earnings. In fact, when a husband died, his widow could not be the guardian of their underage children. By the time the Women's Rights Convention met in Seneca Falls in July 1848, few of these legal practices had changed. During that two-day meeting, nearly 300 attendees, women and men, discussed and passed 11 resolutions addressing women's rights, among them the right to vote. Frederick Douglass wrote editorials and spoke up about women's suffrage. Look through the news for modern examples of people speaking up for the rights, justice, and dignity of others. Are any in the form of a news editorial or a political cartoon? You have been listening to one installment of Law Day 2020, Your Vote, Your Voice, Our Democracy, the 19th Amendment at 100. This is one of 15 features created to educate and celebrate Law Day, May 1st, 2020. Sponsored by the New York Bar Foundation, the New York Newspapers Foundation, and produced by the New York News Publishers Association News Media Literacy Newspaper in Education Program. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.